from the Career Opportunities Archives. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for June 8th, 2007. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's show, take time for a mid-year review. Here in the U.S., the end of one year and the beginning of the next always brings out our desire to reflect on the past and plan for the future. We look back over the past year and note what we'd like to change and then look forward through New Year's resolutions, goals, and other plans. Unfortunately, by the time you reach the midpoint of the year in June, many of those thoughts have been forgotten, resolutions have been abandoned, and we might find ourselves so immersed in our day-to-day work that we've lost all memory of what we plan to do. If you aren't doing it already, I highly recommend taking an hour, a day, even a week to reevaluate the current state of your life and career so you can readjust your actions and refocus on your goals. As you head into the height of the summer, it's easy to lose sight of your goals. Business is moving at a blistering pace, family obligations are increasing, and vacations might even be on the near horizon. There's so much competing for your attention that you tend to jump from one activity to another. So the first step in your mid-year review is to stop. That's right. Carve out a portion of a day, or maybe several days, just to review and think about where you want to be by the end of the year. If you don't do it now, it's very likely that you'll be well off target when December arrives. This review gives you a chance to adjust your direction, or even turn it completely around. Maybe you've forgotten to follow up on an important issue, client, or project. Perhaps you've discovered that this project is no longer important, or has moved you in a direction you don't want. It could be that some goals have been achieved or rendered unimportant. What new goals should be added? Life changes a lot in 6 months, and if you don't take the time to review, you're likely to be pulled along with the current of life until you're reminded, at the end of the year, hey, how did I forget that? This is also a great time to review your relationships with friends, family, and especially your significant others. June is a popular month for marriages in the U.S., so many of us, myself included, will be celebrating an anniversary this month. While you might want to take each other out for dinner and a movie, do a favor for both of you and talk together about your life and what adjustments you need to make. At the most basic level, getting a handle on your schedules is a great place to start. I know that trying to coordinate the three wildly different schedules of my wife, son, and myself can be more difficult than I ever imagined. What plans do you need to make for summer vacation? What major projects are coming up in your work? Are there family events that require travel planning like airlines, hotels, and rental cars? Get it all on the table now so it doesn't spring back to mind at the worst possible moment. Take the time to talk about your plans and goals for the next 6 months. I find a quiet evening and a bowl of popcorn help to facilitate this. Make sure that everyone is aware of what everyone else is planning and doing. I can guarantee you that you'll discover conflicts that you knew nothing about. Typically, this includes items like the scout camping trip falls exactly during the time of your big business trip to New York, or the family wedding, where you're the best man, happens before the kids are out of school. You don't want surprises like this when a little review would have given you an opportunity to address them long before they occurred. Don't wait until the calendar rolls over to another year to review your life and career commitments. Take some time this month to reevaluate, readjust, and relax, comfortable in the knowledge that you know where you've been in the last 6 months and know where you're headed for the rest of the year. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. You can find links to Career Opportunities, all my social media accounts, and everything else that I do at douglasewelch.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career and any questions you might have. Contact me at career@welchwright.com. Post to our social media pages, add a comment on the website, or call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please subscribe to the blog and podcast, join our mailing list, and share links with your friends, family, and professional contacts. Each one of these helps to spread the word about Career Opportunities to others. Thanks for listening, and please join me for the next episode of Career Opportunities.